doctors at Johns Hopkins have found that some of those most at risk for COVID-19 may not be getting protection from the vaccines. A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found 46% of transplant patients produce no antibodies after either dose. Let's bring in Dr. Dori Segev, a transplant surgeon at Johns Hopkins who worked on the study. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for being here. Let's take a closer look at these findings. Researchers studied almost 700 transplant recipients getting the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Can you explain how their bodies responded to them?
Transplant patients, after one dose, only 17% demonstrated any antibody response at all. And in general, these antibody responses were lower than those with people with normal immune systems. After two doses, we were hoping that things would get better, and they did indeed get better. About half of transplant patients demonstrate some antibody. The other half still don't demonstrate any antibody after two doses of the mRNA vaccines.
What are some of the reasons why?
Well, transplant patients take immunosuppression medications. These are medications that purposefully block your immune system so that you don't get a rejection of the organ that you had transplanted. So we're playing this balancing game between making sure that, you know, you don't reject your organ and also having enough of an immune system to have a response to a vaccine. And what we're seeing, there are transplant patients who got both doses of the vaccine and then reduced their protective behaviors and ended up getting what we call breakthrough COVID infections at a much higher rate, it seems, than people with normal immune systems. So it's really important that transplant patients continue to be careful just as they would be careful were they unvaccinated.
Could these anti-rejection drugs be safely tailored to give transplant patients a better chance of developing antibodies?
Well, one potential step forward is to try to give people a third dose of the vaccine. You can imagine that even if two doses didn't get you to where you want to be in terms of protective immunity, you've started your immunologic journey. And whatever it is that we need to do down the road, whether it's giving a third dose, whether it's giving a different platform, you've already started that immunologic journey and you're building protection as you're receiving these doses. Another thing that people have been talking about is, well, if they're on immunosuppression drugs, maybe you can stop or reduce something in the immunosuppression regimen to allow the vaccine to work better. Unfortunately, this is quite risky. If you're reducing immunosuppression so that the vaccine will work better, you're putting yourself at risk for two reasons. One is you're reducing the immunosuppression that you normally take that under normal circumstances keep you from getting a rejection. The second is the vaccine activates the immune system on purpose. So now you're reducing immunosuppression at a time where you're also activating the immune system, which may have the side effect of causing a rejection in your organ. Another thing that we're doing is looking at the B cell and T cell immunity. It is certainly possible that even without a good antibody response, people would have immune protection because of a good T cell response.
I'm just curious, if the COVID vaccines have limited results in transplant patients, what about other vaccines like the flu shot? Do they work for transplant patients and other people with compromised immune systems?
In general, vaccines don't work as well for immunosuppressed patients. We've seen this with flu vaccine and with other vaccines. Ultimately, what typically happens is for a given disease, the fact that an overwhelming majority of the population gets those vaccines, like the flu vaccine, transplant patients are secondarily protected. And that's obviously the big hope that everybody could have, is that the more people that can get the vaccine with intact immune systems, the more we protect the people with vulnerable immune systems like transplant patients.
Right. This further underscores why it's so important to reach herd immunity.
Correct. While it's frustrating that only half of transplant patients get an antibody response to the vaccine, still half of transplant patients get an antibody response to the vaccine. So it is very, very important for transplant patients to get vaccinated. And then we will learn more in the coming months about what those vaccines do, not just to antibodies, but to the B cell and the T cell immunity.
That's Dr. Dori Segev talking about the research into vaccine efficacy for people with organ transplants. Thank you so much.
Thank you.